trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Basketball fans, make Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village your spot for all the action. Come cheer on your favorite team on over 50 high-def TVs and big screens. Enjoy game day food and drink specials and Chicago's famous Super Osa Pizza. With unbelievable food and awesome drink specials, Real-Time Sports customers keep coming back for more. Serving Boston Lager seasonal and Rebel IPA. Enjoy Boston Lager, April's beer of the month. For information and a list of events, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Opening day is almost here, and now is the time to check out DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with injured players or poor performers. Just pick two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you can win big. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code SCORE to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy baseball contest on opening day. You can win up to 10 grand. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my client's rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves push for the playoffs against the defending champs Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena. A couple of local stars making progress in their rehab after scrimmaging on back-to-back days. Derrick Rose happy how he's responded, but isn't ready to return just yet.
Just building strength. Just trying to take care of my body, hydrate. But strength has to be that's there, but just need a little bit more time and doing as much as I can every day.
Thanks to the Chicago Tribune for that sound. Rose and Doug McDermott out for tonight's tilt against the Bucks. 7 o'clock tip. He's a ways away. That from Coach Q after Patrick Kane practiced in a white non-contact jersey with his teammates for the first time since surgery to repair a broken collarbone back in late February. Kane does plan to travel with the Hawks to Buffalo later this week, but his original timetable for return has not changed. Corey Crawford back in net tomorrow when the Hawks host the Canucks. Also, the Chicago chapter of the Professional Hockey Writers Association has nominated goalie Scott Darling for the Masterton Trophy. Spring training news. White Sox will split squads today. Jeff Samardzija on the hill against the Padres. Brad Penny scratched because he's sick, so Scott Carroll is starting against the Mariners in his place. The Sox reassigned Carlos Rodon and Jesse Crane to minor league camp this morning. And Chris Sale expected to throw 6 innings in a minor league game this afternoon. Chris Coughlin was scratched from the Cubs lineup today because of a stiff neck. Jorge Soler will take his place. Jason Hamill gets the nod for the Cubs against the Brew Crew. Ross Cup, Schlitter, and Lake were all call option to minor league camp this morning. Closer to home, the last panel of the Jumbotron has officially been installed. It's good to go for opening night on Sunday. And Marcus Mariota will not attend the NFL draft here in Chicago at the end of this month. He told the league he plans on instead being in Hawaii with his family. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Northwest Center for Communication and Health. Masters in Health Communication Info Session is on April 14th. And join 670 The Score for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Scoreboard Sports Bar in Oswego from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win a pair of Bulls tickets brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Your Menard Score weather forecast. Wonderful outside, plenty of sunshine with highs expected to climb to the mid-60s. We're at 57 downtown right now. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Played on swings, made a fire, roast some marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
Thank you, Carrie. All right, another one of these is over. My guy, Habarcus.
What does that mean? Does that mean Hub is the... Where does that leave Hub?
He can't wait to get out of the studio.
No.
That's Hub you're talking about.
I shook his hand. I thanked him for being here. Hub's a good man. He will kill you
with one look.
He will. And if not, his bare damn hands.
I know.
He's a strong man, and
I
appreciate
bare damn hands.
Exactly.
Well, he does like 1,000 push-ups a day and 700,000 sit-ups, and he lifts houses.
He's the White Herschel Walker.
Right.
You know, he's definitely, he sculpted his body the way Herschel would.
That's why my grandson calls me Popeye.
There it is. Instead of Papa, Popeye. We got some thank yous to send out before we talk to our guys, Boers and Bernstein. Mike Florio, thank you so much. Joe Reedy, Mark Schanowski, Todd Rosiak, our producers, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Adam Harris, and Brian Gertsch. Our video coordinator, he does all the beautiful things on watch670thescore.com. Our intern, Matt Bray. Updates, of course, by Carrie Sayers. Tomorrow, we'll visit Pittsburgh and Detroit and talk to Len Casper. So the AL and NL Central preview continues, and we'll get a chance to talk to Len. And, of course, we'll do some Bulls react tonight because they play in the Bucks. So we get a chance to see the Bulls play again, get to see Jimmy and Taj and those guys get back into the swing of things even more so. We've got a Derrick Rose 5-on-5 scrimmage that everybody is hip, hip, hooraying about. So,
and he talked again.
Yeah, and he talked again. And he seemed like he understood. You know, I only heard the couple of cuts that Carey played. And, you know, at this point, you know, because he can't win because of what the hole that he's dug himself. So the next time that he says something that is halfway, you know, recognizable as him owning up to what he has to do or coming back or trusting people, then everybody's going to be like, oh, look, he finally got it. So at this point, just get your ass on the court and play basketball to me.
The other problem that I have, I get what you're saying. You're absolutely right. But there is a protocol for your hometown media. And what irks me is that he had opportunities.
Well, they're getting close to shutting out hometown media altogether.
He had opportunities to talk to the local press, to the Chicago media, and he blew them off twice. And he waited until he got on the road when he knows there's three guys he's got to talk to. To me, that's Bush League. It's just Bush League. And you don't do that generally. And there are other guys on that team that would never do something like that.
Well, he knows he isn't going to win.
He's doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
he knows he ain't winning with them.
I understand it, but you have to speak to your home media and to not do it, to refuse to do it, and then to get on the road and wait until you're shoot around where there's just a couple of beat guys there. That's weak sauce.
I got you. I understand what you're saying. Trust me, as the guy who went to United Center for 5 years and, you know, just going to the games only and trying to talk to guys because you know you weren't going to catch him in his shoot around and all those other things. It is tough. It is tough. The information that he wants to be disseminated will be disseminated. And I think at this point, it's too much, too little, too late as far as the coaching is concerned. I talked about it yesterday, too. You know, to me, the biggest letdown of this entire thing, we talk about his handlers and the people that are around him, the biggest letdown of this entire thing were the people that were around him who didn't let him know or kind of prepare him for what happens when you don't play. You know, that to me, that's it. Not the not playing, but the what happens when you don't play. That whole everybody
you mean physically
monster,
or do you mean
you
politically?
All of it. Yeah, physically.
He wasn't prepared for any of it.
Exactly.
He wasn't playing.
And that dude, you know, we talk about the, his childlike mind frame, that there are very few stars who are in a worse place currently in their hometown. And I'm talking about basketball, football, baseball. And that hurt that dude. And then what happened, you either go one of two ways. You acknowledge it, you change it, or you get defiant and bunkered down more because the people that love you supposedly are the people that are around you.
Well, look at the Urlacher case.
Right.
That Brian had all kinds of petty battles with the media. And
he only talked to Michael Silver after a while,
What the fans say. I don't care. And then he would talk to Jay Glazer. But you know what?
Glazer too, yeah.
Brian, at least in his advancing age, has found some reserve of self-awareness.
He found
some self-awareness, and he found a little bit of charm.
You're talking about a guy who's 5 years away from, you know, actually like being that, though.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
He also, guys, he is not surrounded by the suffocating mess of. If a kid ever needed a reboot at this point, he needs to tell brothers. Go home. I'll support you. I'm an adult now. Okay. Just take your life over. Go for a fresh start. And if you, you, you
but he looks at it might as be able to the, make those it work, are the guys you know? that assure yeah,
they they're the guys who made this mess for him in the first place.
From home. They don't have to be there every second.
I mean,
he needs to grow up.
No, I agree with you, Terry.
I don't know how you do it, Jay. I mean, I'm not sure how you do it under these circumstances because they won't let him. The people behind him won't let him. They want him to be this, apparently. I mean, he's been this way for a long time. And when you get in a crisis situation, it's just god-awful for him.
Well, so the question is there anybody besides them who is close enough to him to say, hey, Derek, you've got all the leverage here. You can drive the ship anywhere you want to drive it, but you've got to take control.
I think that's why he and Tom's relationship is so important to Derek because, you know, he's the one that talks to him at work.
Mm-hmm.
So all the stuff that happens when work isn't going on, Tom, you talk about the reboot and the reset. Tom resets that dude every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think he and Tom, from Jump Street, I call them basketball robots. That's why they see eye to eye on everything, because as soon as it's time to get back to that or in that atmosphere, now you got to put the shoes on, you got to put the, you know, you got to put the practice jersey on. Mm-hmm. But when he does it, those two dudes link up in a way that I haven't seen in a long time. At all. Mm-hmm. And even when he's calling them out, Derek understands it because he knows he has his best interests in mind, because one, Tom doesn't want anything out of him that he doesn't want for himself. You know, all these outside influences and all these factors, as soon as you get in the car and that phone goes off, maybe you go back to being whatever it is, because now you're back in that element, that atmosphere. But, you know, Tom and him, that's why I cannot wait, because I think that's going to be the most fascinating thing of this entire situation. When Tom Thibodeau is no longer the head coach of the Chicago Bulls and the Tom Thibodeau mindset is still in that locker room, I want to see the first time that piece of adversity, whoever the new coach is, I want to see how that person handles it, because these dudes have been bred in a way. You came from an absolute you-know-what storm with Vinny Del Negro and what he was teaching them, and then immediately...
What is he teaching them?
Nothing. Enjoy, you know,
recipes,
TV shows and speeches, but...
Is Lou Holtz coming to talk to them?
Exactly. You went from that to a dude immediately showing them this is what you could be.
Even though what he's talking
about. If you try hard. Now the next guy is going to have to deal with Joakim Noah. He's going to have to deal with Derrick Rose for a couple of years. Like, this is going to get really, really interesting as soon as this offseason starts.
Can I give you guys a little quick something on the newest Chicago Bear before we go here? I don't know if Kerry even had this or if this just happened, but the Chicago Bears have now signed another player. They've signed linebacker Sam Acho. Formerly the Arizona Cardinals. I want to say Texas A&M. I'm doing this from memory.
University of Texas, I believe.
University of Texas. Okay, yeah. But here's...
He's got a brother, too.
Well, but here's where I wanted to go with this one, because in light of the whole Ray McDonald kerfuffle and everything else that has gone on,
right.
Now you have Sam Acho. For several years, and I really apologize because I can't remember the name of the group, but I served on a board with a group that was based here in Chicago that was promoting sportsmanship amongst youngsters and athletes in general. And for 3 or 4 years, they're probably still doing it, and they just didn't need me anymore, which I don't blame them for. We chose the Sportsman of the Year in college football. And his senior year in college, amongst a group of really qualified young men, it was actually Sam Acho, who was the Sportsman of the Year coming out of college. This guy is Ron Howard. I mean, this guy is he's a special guy. He's a pretty good football player. We'll see how that works out.
Put him on the list for Bourbonnais.
But you talk about going from one extreme to the other. This guy, this kid is you're going to love
him. What does he do that's
Chicago.
So great?
He's a class act in every way. He was an outstanding student, contributed to the community. Everything you could want, all the attributes you want in an outstanding member of the community and athlete.
Can he run?
Another side
And he's actually a pretty good football player. I mean, I suspect he's going to play the Sam on the outside, on the strong side. He's got 13 career sacks. He can play the run. Like everything the Bears are doing, he's not the future necessarily, but he's an upgrade over what they've got
now. Yeah, they're filling out their roster with some reasonable football players.
Yeah, I think
players.
They are, too.
Yeah. I thought the Jaquizz Rodgers sign. You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not great, but I think that, reasonable is a good word. I'm not sure it's a great football word, but that roster, Hub, I mean, I think that's, when I look at what they've done, I look at what others have done, I'm thinking, that probably is an upgrade. That probably is an upgrade. That probably is an upgrade.
So, you know what they're doing, Terry? If you look at it,